This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the Community Forum. We're glad to have you along as we talk to the candidates for the 27th District Senatorial Special Election. It's coming up on the 31st of the month after the recent announcement by Senator John Gordner that he would retire from that spot to take another job. We'll be hearing today from the Democrat running for the seat, also the Republican seeking the 27th District seat, and a Libertarian also in the fray. We'll hear a bit about each of the candidates today on the program, beginning with Democrat Patricia Lalton, who gives us a bit of background.
This is something that I've been thinking about for quite a few years now. I've always been interested in public service. And over the last 6 years, a combination of things in my career and looking at our community, I've been working on a PhD in administration and leadership studies, and just came to this point where I think this is how I want to serve at this point. I've serviced folks as a speech-language pathologist and as an educator, and this is just the way in which I want to serve at this point in my life.
We asked Lalton why she chose to run.
I think we need people running that are genuinely about servicing their community. I think when I talk to, you know, a lot of folks, people are tired of career politicians, tired of the games that they play to hold on to power. And I'm somebody who's been, you know, in the classroom, in people's homes, in nursing homes, in healthcare facilities, working with families. I've seen their struggles. I think, you know, let's start bringing the voice of average, everyday people to Harrisburg to make the decisions about our lives. So I think, you know, this is, to me, a natural part of a progression of, I've always been a leader. I've been a union leader. I've been leaders of different youth organizations. I've been a leader in church. So to me, this is just another way of stepping forward and providing that leadership.
She also hopes to move beyond the current political divisiveness.
You know, certainly there are still folks that have misinformation, that's going to play into their decision. What I think for me, I want to stay out of the fray of pitting one group of people against another. To me, our issues are not Republican issues. They're not Democratic issues. Our issues are human issues. And this is about what is best for all of us. Talking about those things, I want to work with Republicans as a Democrat. I want to work with other people to figure out solutions to our problems. And I think the problem that we're having is that we don't have people that are willing to sit at the table to come up, you know, with solutions to our difficult problems, and that we are caught up in this, you know, game of polarized politics. I don't plan to play those games.
What specific issues would she most like to see in the forefront?
I think there are several issues that I'd like to see addressed. People are concerned about good-paying jobs, affordable housing. So we definitely need to bring those opportunities back, build back our communities, our main streets. I think that's very crucial. Mental health is also a concern. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and those issues. That's something, you know, we're spending a lot of money on jails right now. This is not the appropriate way to address drug and alcohol addiction. Let's bring the resources to our communities where we can address mental health, drug and alcohol addiction. Certainly, democracy is a concern. I'm not going to, again, play those party politic games where we're going to suppress people's rights to vote, gerrymander, those types of things. So any of those efforts are always a concern. A woman's right to choose is also a concern. I believe women should have autonomy over their own bodies. Education, because I've spent so much time in education, is also a concern. It is inadequately funded in this state and has been for a long time. We need the appropriate funding in education so that teachers can do the job that they need to do.
Let's hear a bit about her campaign efforts.
Well, I've got a great team of folks behind me. The local Democratic parties throughout the five counties are certainly helping, canvassing, so forth. I'm trying to get out and meet as many folks as possible. We're hoping to make some phone calls, postcards, those types of things. So we're going to do as much as we can in this very short period of time.
And a bit of autobiography from Lalton. How did she end up in the Bloomsburg area?
Both my parents are from Pennsylvania. They met in Denver, both serving in the United States Air Force. So I was born in Denver, lived there for a few years. We lived in Germany for 3 years. And then my parents chose to retire in Bradford County, which is where around where my mother grew up. And so from the time I was 10, I lived right outside of Wyalusing in Bradford County. And then in 1987, I came to Bloomsburg University as a student. And I've been here really ever since then.
And final thoughts to leave you with from Patricia Lalton.
I want people to know that I care about people. What is happening in our communities and in individuals' lives matters to me. That I'm not going to play party politics with the lives of my friends and neighbors. And that I am also able to work across the aisle. I'm able to sit down at a table with Republicans and independents and people of various ways of thinking and come up with solutions to these problems. And I think that's what we need to bring to Harrisburg.
Democrat Patricia Lalton running for the 27th District Senatorial seat. Up next is the Republican candidate seeking the seat, Linda Schlegel-Culver. For those who have lived in the more western portion of this district, Schlegel-Culver may have been your representative. She's still in that position. And now the district has shifted to include Montour County, which is also part of this Senate district.
I was born and raised in Sunbury, born at the Sunbury Community Hospital, which, you know, we've been working on diligently to make it an asset to the community again. Did my education at Shikellamy School District, went off to college at Bloomsburg University, and I'm a graduate from there. During that time, one of my first jobs was babysitting. And, you know, some people will say, oh, well, she babysat. Well, I ended up babysitting full time over summers and holidays. And I think it's there that I started to learn the struggles that, you know, working families, two parents having to work to make ends meet, and single moms trying to make it work. And it made a huge impact on my life. From there, I worked at Wise Markets, which, you know, local company. I always give thanks to them for, you know, teaching me how to deal with people and, you know, that customer service mentality that I have. And then I went on to work for Taplight. It's an after-hour answering service for the five-county area. And it's for all human services, you know, drug and alcohol, mental health, aging. It was there I started to learn the connectivity between all the communities around here. And it has served me well, specifically now, knowing how connected Columbia and Montour are. So from there, I interned for then-sitting Representative Merle Phillips, went on to work part-time, and then got hired full-time when I graduated in August. And I worked for him for 21 years. Upon his decision to retire, I knew that I wanted to continue to do public service. And when I went to work for Merle, it was quite, I guess, the epiphany for me, as the two things I really love doing is helping people. And I was raised in a household of, you know, my dad was a government history teacher. He was on city council when I was a little girl, and just showed me, you know, how important public service was. And it was there that I was able to mesh the two passions that I actually have for working for people. And I thought, what an incredible job when you can do the two things that you love the most.
She says it's up to the people to decide who is the best suited for this seat.
What I do have to offer is I have over 30 years experience in public service. Constituent service is the foundation of everything I do. And, you know, I understand, you know, how a bill becomes a law. I understand how to work through that process. I have made connections over the years that have served, you know, the 108th District well. I've already represented a large portion of the district. So what I have to offer them is experience. You know, I can go over there. Not to say that there's not things I have to learn. Of course there is. It's every new job. But I probably have the experience to go ahead and get things moving right away. Reintroduce my bills, you know, on the Senate side. You know, establish offices, being a staffer, I'm really particular about how we offer constituent services. And, you know, I have a team in place for, you know, this seat. And I know that Senator Gordon had a team in place for his seat.
And as we mentioned, Schlegel-Culver has been a state representative now for more than a decade. As for the possibility of winning this election and switching chambers?
The advantage I have is many of the Senate members, four actually came over this last election cycle. But over the years, we've had House members go over to the Senate, so I already have many relationships with both Democrats and Republicans over there. So that I'm looking forward to, you know, because, you know, when people leave the House, you know, a lot of times you're sad that you're losing that relationship or that tie or that commonality. So I'm looking forward to that. I've established relationships in the House, which I hope to continue and work together across the aisle to get things done for the people of our area and of the Commonwealth.
That's Linda Schlegel-Culver, Republican, running for the 27th senatorial seat. And we conclude the program today as we talk with Thomas Anderson from Columbia County. He is seeking the seat as a Libertarian.
I'm a Libertarian. Unfortunately, the way our system's currently set up, it's not easy for third parties to win. And so I didn't really have a high expectation of winning the state house race. My main goal is to get Libertarian ideas out into the forefront. And on the off chance I could, you know, win the race, then I would bring some major change, I think, to the state house. Unfortunately, I did not win the House race. And when the Senate seat came up, when John Gordon had decided to retire early, it just made sense at that point to continue the same goal of, you know, getting the Libertarian ideas out there. And, you know, if I can win the race, if people see me as a more viable alternative than the two parties who are currently and always, you know, feuding and over these wedge issues rather than real issues, maybe we could actually get something done.
Anderson has been into politics for some time. In fact, this party mindset stretches back to high school.
I had an AP history teacher who was very politically oriented. And I remember he was always a very strong Republican. And one day he came to class and said, "Hey, there's this other party out there that some of you people may appreciate." Those of us who are obviously arguing with some of his points, not being totally on the conservative side. And he pointed out the Libertarian Party to us, and I was like, that's my home.
Anderson said the main thing is he sees the government moving toward a more centralized or socialist model.
Yeah, the Republicans have talking points against this. You know, they want small government, and yet the reality is that what they implement when they're in power is longer, more centralized government. So Libertarians have pretty much the same message as Republicans in that regard, except that Libertarians actually want to follow through with that and not just make it their talking point.
Anderson would agree that sometimes people who say they're independent, neither Republican nor Democrat, might fit into his party.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that people don't really pay a lot of attention to politics. And so when they look at what the two major parties have to offer, they can just say, well, I'm not one of them. And so I'm independent. But if you dig deeper, I think that most people who are independent tend to be Libertarian. They tend to want more individual freedom and to get government off their back. Now, there's obviously some independents who end up on like the green side or even more socialist. But by and large, I think that most independents, as well as most Republicans and Democrats, are actually more Libertarian.
What's the most important issues that would face him if elected to the state Senate?
I think that the most important issue right now for individuals is the economy and inflation. The most important priority for government, I think, needs to be election integrity, because as it stands right now, when we go into an election, most people aren't even sure that their vote counts. And in fact, something like a third of people don't vote because they either feel that no one represents them on the ballot, or they feel like if they do vote, they don't know that it counts. And so I think the government needs to make election integrity their highest priority. After that, they really need to make the economy the highest priority.
Anderson was just running for the state house in the fall election, and while not successful, has morphed that campaign into the state Senate campaign since the announcement of this open seat came shortly after the fall election.
I had been campaigning, obviously, for the House up through November. So it's been kind of a constant campaign since the summer. I'm in the process of changing my online presence to reflect the fact that I'm now running for the Senate. Other than that, just trying to do interviews newspapers, radio, and just trying to get my name out there as best as possible on a very limited budget.
That's Thomas Anderson, the Libertarian running for the state Senate. We've been hearing from all three candidates today on the WPGM Community Forum. If you live in the 27th Senatorial District, and many of our listeners do, remember, it's a special election coming up on the 31st of January. We'd like to thank the candidates for joining us today, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.